across most of Greenwood County and the southwest quarter of Coffee County. Next update is Thursday. KVOE News time is 8:15, sunshine and 72 degrees. A lot of sunshine coming today with a high of 96. News brought to you today by Emporia State University, big time majors, big time experiences. Get more from your degree at ESU.
Discover your passion in Emporia State University's Department of Biological Sciences. Prepare for exciting opportunities, including medical school, laboratory technician, conservation officer, and wildlife management. You'll learn in state-of-the-art labs or in the field where hundreds of acres of hands-on experiences await. At ESU, the sky's the limit. Learn more and schedule your campus visit at emporia.edu/visit.
Help wanted. List your job opening on the web and on air. Log on to kvoe.com for the details on this effective and economical way to fill your company's positions. 14 KVOE, 96.9 FM, live and local. KVOE News, live and local.
KVOE News times 8:16, lots of sunshine, 72 degrees, and a lot of sunshine coming for the rest of the day today. An afternoon high of 96 is expected. Boy, it's going to be hopping in, across Emporia here for the next week as the Pro Disc Golf Association World Championships are basically in town now. And Dynamic Discs President Doug Bjerk is joining us to talk about that more.
Yeah, President Dynamic Discs and Tournament Director. Doug, good morning. How are you?
Hey, Doug.
Good morning. Happy Friday.
Yeah, welcome to just about the weekend, and welcome to, I guess, just about the official launch time for the 2022 PDGA Professional Disc Golf World Championships here in the disc golf capital of the world, Emporia, Kansas. And, Doug, looks like we got a lot of disc golfers already in town.
We do. Typically, before a Pro Worlds, there is not a major tournament the weekend before, although we have several players that are competing at the Kansas City Wide Open. That's an A-tier just down the road, but they'll be getting here Sunday afternoon, Sunday evening. But most of the players are not playing that event, and they have been here most of the week. And, in fact, the Mixed Doubles Championship is played tomorrow at Jones Park, so we'll be crowning our first world champions tomorrow afternoon. Okay. That's a mixed doubles event where an MPO and an FPO player compete together as a team.
So you've got, well, obviously the schedule is going to be ratcheting up from here, but how pleased are you to see the Pro Disc Golf Association Worlds come back here for what, the third time?
This is the second time we've had the professional Disc Golf World Championships in 2016, and then, of course, in 2022 now we have that. But we hosted the amateur World Championships in 2013, and then, of course, we hosted the Junior World Disc Golf Championships in 18, 19, and last year, 21. So this is our sixth World Championship, but our second professional World Championship.
Well, you're bringing in the best of the best, and you mentioned mixed doubles will be tomorrow out at the Outstanding Jones course. And as far as the other activities, I guess officially it's listed, what, August 30th to September 3rd, so what do things look like on the 30th? What happens?
On the 30th at 7:30 in the morning, our first tee times will go off in the main event. We'll have half of the competitors out at the Supreme 18 course at Jones Park, and we'll have half of the competitors at the Emporia Country Club. And, the main event starts 7:30 in the morning on Tuesday of next week.
Where are you going to have your courses at?
They'll only play two places. Everyone will play two rounds at the Country Club and two rounds out at Jones Park. And then if you make the cut, you'll play a fifth and final round on Saturday the 3rd at the Emporia Country Club.
So exactly when does the cut come, Doug?
Well, the cut will come on Friday night. So on Friday night, after the final scores are all reported and verified for the fourth round, we take the top 40% and ties of both the MPO and FPO fields, and they then will play on Saturday in the finals.
All right, easy process. It's got to be a little bit easier for you as setup is concerned, because typically when you have, you know, the major tournaments that come in, you're dealing with, you know, five, six, seven different golf courses here to make sure that everybody's able to play.
Yeah, and at some of our bigger ones, it was more like 12 courses that we had to get ready and prepped. You know, it's a different challenge. The challenge for this event is the courses that we're setting up are being set up for video coverage, for live streaming, for the press, the spectators, and so we put a whole lot more into the courses for this event, whereas when we have run, like, you know, a Glass Blown Open 4 years ago, yeah, we're on 12 or 15 different courses, but one or two of those courses might have video coverage on it, so we don't have to go through all of the steps that we need to go through for these courses when we have amateurs playing.
Yeah, this is the best of the best. So all the pros here then, Doug? I mean, what kind of a field are we looking like? Are you looking like numbers-wise?
Almost 300. We actually had 304 spots, but as typically happens, there's a few withdrawals leading up to the event after registration is closed. So my guess is we'll end up somewhere between 295 and 300 total competitors.
That's a solid.
And yes, we do have the best of the best. This is a tournament that very few people will miss, it's the crown jewel as far as titles that someone wants to have. People are known by their world titles in disc golf more than anything else.
And it's only getting bigger, too, you know, as disc golf is still exploding worldwide. And what an event to be able to host here in Emporia, the disc golf capital of the world. And you mentioned viewing. What about spectators here, Doug? I mean, here locally, and then if people wanted to watch it, where do we go?
Well, you can do a couple different things. You can go to eventbrite.com. That's event, E-V-E-N-T, and then bright is spelled B-R-I-T-E, .com. And search for events in Emporia, Kansas, and you'll see ticket options available for viewing either at Jones or at the Country Club, or you can get passes for both courses if you'd like. That's if you want to be on the ground watching it. Our friends at ValueNet Fiber, when we do host big events like this, I believe it's Channel 3 on their listing, they also will carry the live stream so that local Emporians that are ValueNet Fiber subscribers, they will be able to watch it on their television set as well. You can also go to the Disc Golf Network. There is a fee for that that live streaming service, and if you wanted to join the Disc Golf Net or become a subscriber of the Disc Golf Network, you'd be able to watch the coverage right from your computer screen as well. I also know that many of the bars and restaurants in town also carry the live stream on their TVs, so you can go and support a local business and watch the event from there if you'd like.
Doug, really quickly here, you know, one of the things that comes up, obviously, as you mentioned here, this is the second PDGA Worlds, but this is now, you know, really continuing and expanding Emporia's reputation of hosting top quality, now world level events coming in here with a variety of different sports, regardless really of what the sport is. Emporia always does a phenomenal job of hosting those. Talk a little bit about your local partners in order to help either in a support role or other things that you've needed here to make this happen with PDGA, and really what it means for you to see this level of competition continuing now to come back and basically seek out Emporia as its home for these world level events.
Yeah, I think we just we partner with everybody, and the most important people that we partner with are just Emporians in general. And the way that local Emporians embrace guests that come to our town for events like this, whether it's Gravel City races or Veterans Day celebrations or disc golf tournaments, we just have an amazing community that welcomes people to our town. So we need to keep doing that. And then, of course, we work very closely with the city of Emporia, with the Chamber of Commerce, with Emporia Main Street, with the Granada Theater, the Emporia Country Club, the Parks Department. Everything Kevin Hanlon is doing with the Parks Department is critical to our success. So it definitely takes a lot of moving pieces, but if everyone is focused on bringing people to town and giving them a great experience and kind of building this reputation that Emporia is, in fact, the disc golf capital of the world, we're going in the right direction.
So the course is in good shape from what you can tell?
Oh, yeah. We had, I think, 30 people out at the Country Club all day yesterday, and we had about 12 people out at Jones Park all day yesterday getting them dressed up. So if you were to drive by either of those courses or take a look, if you're driving down 18th, and you look over at the country club, you're going to see a bunch of flags and tents and spectator rope and all kinds of stuff. And the same thing, if you happen to be driving down 24th or something on the north side of Jones Park, take a peek in there, and you'll see that the course is just looking beautiful.
And before I let you go, still need of volunteer help, Doug?
We can always use volunteer help. If you go to the website 2022proworlds.com, that's 2022proworlds.com, there's a tab on there where you can volunteer, and we're always looking for people to help. And one of the perks of being a volunteer is if you are volunteering out on one of our courses, you don't necessarily have to be a disc golf expert, but you are going to have the best seat in the house to see the action.
And this is some kind of action you'll be able to see, because this is the world's best, and they do some amazing things. These are talented folks.
That is correct.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Well, Doug, as always, thanks for your time. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Doug.
Hey, appreciate you guys. Thanks thanks for everything KVOE does to promote and encourage the growth of disc golf in Emporia. We really appreciate it.
Have a good day, Doug.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, bye. Doug Bierkus, who's the president of Dynamic Disc and co-tournament director of the World Championships.
You heard
and,
right.
You know, the mixed doubles launch here this weekend, Saturday, at the Supreme 18 at Jones Park. And then it is for real. It is game on starting Tuesday.
And don't forget, too, that we have next week, basically every day of the week in the 8 o'clock hour, we have a preview or an update. We're starting Monday with Dynamic Discs owner Jeremy Rusko at 8:20. Jackie Morris, who is the co-tournament director, joins us at 8:20 Tuesday. We'll have Doug Bierkus back with us on Wednesday at 8:20. Then we'll have course director Eric McCabe, 8:20 Thursday.
Former world champion.
Yes.
And coach of the Emporia State golf team.
That's right.
Golf team.
That's right, the disc golf team there. And then on top of that, we'll wrap things up at 8:10 Friday morning, next Friday, with owner Jeremy Rusko again getting us into the weekend. So all next week, all PDGA Worlds, or maybe not all PDGA Worlds, but a big chunk of it coming up on our morning show next week.
All right. Thank you, Chuck.
Thanks, Buzz. We'll talk to you here in a second.
Yeah, news brought to you by Emporia State University, hands-on learning that prepares students for successful careers. Discover the possibilities at emporia.edu. It is 8:26. What about the weekend weather, Chuck? Warm, huh?
Warm is the word, and unfortunately getting increasingly sticky the next couple of days, but there is relief in sight, so please keep that in mind. Today, not really.